Fort Walton Beach Republican Matt Gaetz is sponsoring a measure to allow Floridians with concealed carry licenses to carry their weapons openly. He says it's a common sense measure.
Because we have 45 states that allow for open carry. And in the states that allow for open carry relative to the states that don't, the murder rate is 5% less, the violent crime rate is 23% less, the robbery rate is 36% less, and that is according to the Department of Justice Bureau of Crime Statistics most recent data set collected in the year 2012.
But Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri says drawing a straight line from those stats to state policy on open carry is bogus.
Proponents claim that states with open carry have less crime than those who do not. Florida's at an all-time 40-year low in crime without open carry. There is no empirical data linking low crime rates in other states with open carry. Crime is down all over, and nobody can say it's because of people openly carrying guns in those states. It may well be for the same reason crime is down here in Florida without open carry.
And the sheriff is disconcerted by some of the bill's most recent changes. Gaetz's measure came into committee Wednesday, toting three amendments. One's a technical change, and another allows business owners to dictate carry policy on the job. The third asserts a similar right for private property owners, but Gualtieri says it goes a bit further than that, too.
This bill also removes all immunities and sovereign immunity protections for law enforcement officers who allegedly infringe on someone's rights to open carry. There are many ambiguities in this bill, and the penalties, such as monetary sanctions of $5,000. Law enforcement officers having to pay their own cost of defense. You can't use public funds for it. Termination or removal of office from the governor are too severe.
He says 47 of the state's 67 county sheriffs voted to oppose open carry, and of the remaining 20, only 10 actually support the proposal. The measure passed, but Gaetz may have been white-knuckling the steering wheel on the way across the finish line. With one Republican joining the committee's Democrats in opposition, the final tally was just 7-6. But it's likely smooth sailing ahead. The bill's final stop before the House floor is the Republican-dominated Judiciary Committee. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.